Hey, how's it going, my beautiful little snowflakes? This is Sambo Slim, and I'm a hippie piece of shit who can't wait to rub in your face how I don't eat gluten or anything that has animals in it, and how I don't believe in God and chemtrails and shit like that, because I really don't have anything else going on in life. I'm one of those people that shittily played the guitar Indian style out in the grass and nobody talked to me in high school. And you're listening. Oh, the other thing I do is I rescue animals. And I don't know, not really rescue, because I just walked in and adopted them, you know, and handed some money or picked them up. But I call it rescue because I want to make myself out to be a hero, even though I'm just some piece of shit. And this is the Sambo Slim Podcast. What's up, everyone? That was The Smiths. Hopefully you already... I mean, I sound like a douchebag whenever I say that, don't I? Hopefully you already knew who that was. I know you knew who that was. Fuck off, me. God damn. Sometimes I'm so full of myself. So maybe you don't listen to The Smiths. That was The Smiths. You know, if you don't listen to The Smiths, that's fine. But that's them. That's one of my favorite bands. If you ever get bored with whatever shitty music you're listening to and you want to hear something new and you're a fan of rock, you should play The Smiths. You really can't go wrong with them. Just download one of their greatest hits albums. Just push play and listen to every song. It's hard to find a shitty song by The Smiths. Morrissey's their lead singer. What more do you want? He's one of the best singers ever. So, probably got a little carried away in my intro. I don't know what happened. I meant to just say, this is the Sambo Slim Podcast, and then start the Smith song. But I went off on some weird tirade against hippies. I think I know where that stems from. I have a dog that I bought at a pet store. So I didn't, quote unquote, rescue her. I just bought her. I walked into Petco and I bought my dog. And I guess I was thinking about this because I just put her outside. It's been cold as shit here in San Antonio. And I just put my dog outside. She's a little Italian greyhound. So if you know what a greyhound is, an Italian greyhound is a miniature version of a greyhound. So they look just like a greyhound. They're just really tiny. And just like a big greyhound, they don't have very much hair. So they're basically these little puny, bald, almost bald dogs. Real skinny, look like weasels. And so it's been cold as shit out here, so I haven't been able to put her outside. But the sun just came out for a little bit. She likes going outside and laying in the sun. So I put her outside. And I guess I was thinking about this when I started the podcast, that I may have to put it on pause so that I could let her back in if she starts scratching at the door. And every time I think about my dog, I think that I bought her and didn't rescue her because, I mean, everyone's like got it up their ass for buying dogs at pet shops now, don't they? I every time somebody asks me what kind of dog I have, I say an Italian greyhound. And I guess when you, it's not called a toy greyhound, it's called an Italian greyhound. So they assume it's just, I guess, a greyhound, but from Italy, or some special kind of full-size greyhound. Because I know that you know, I think you know, that the greyhounds are the full-size greyhounds are the ones that race. And when they can no longer race anymore, they get a little old and they slow down. Well, the old custom was to kill them, I think. I don't know. All I know is they've got these old greyhounds that they put up for adoption, and everybody feels sorry for them. And it's the thing to do right now for hippie pieces of shit to rent these, I mean, to adopt these greyhounds, right? So anyways, every time I say I have an Italian greyhound, to a piece of shit hippie, they go, oh, did you rescue him? Did you rescue him, man? Did you rescue him? No, I bought him at PetSmart. And oh, because we rescued our dog. Oh, you did? You rescued your dog? Yeah, man, I rescued my dog, man. So you rescued him. I went into a pet store and bought my dog, but you rescued him. How did you rescue him? Well, man, I went into a pet shop on adoption day, and they had all these dogs here up for adoption. I paid a rehoming fee, and then I took the dog home. So you adopted a dog. Or you didn't even adopt. So you bought a dog. That's all you did. You went in and you bought a dog. You didn't rescue anything. See, because listen, you hippie piece of shit, when you said rescue a dog, I thought maybe the dog, you were driving over a bridge and you saw something flailing around in the water 100 feet below. So you parked and looked over and it was a dog drowning. So you fucking heroically swan dove from the bridge down into the water, grabbed the dog, swam him to the shore and revived him with CPR and then took him home. That's a rescue, you motherfucker. That's a rescue. When you said rescue, I thought that you live in the ghetto in the projects, and you heard fucking all this commotion next door, so you ran, kicked the door in, and somebody had the dog by the throat with a gun with a knife to its throat. You pulled your gun out, and the guy was like, "Don't move, drop the gun, or I'll slit his throat." And you had the gun, and you were kind of shaking, and the dog was like, "Do it, just do it, man, pull the trigger." So you fucking pulled the trigger, just narrowly missing the dog, but shooting the guy with the knife. The guy with the knife falls to the ground, and the dog runs to your arms, and you take him and you keep him. That's a fucking rescue. All right. You're not better than me because you walk into a pet store and you on adopt a doggy day and then you pay a rehoming fee and you take the dog. That's not a rescue, motherfucker. You didn't do anything different from me. All right, you fucking hippie. We both walked into a store, paid some money, and walked out. Hippie. There was no rescue involved. All right? If you didn't adopt that dog, somebody else would have. You didn't rescue shit, dickhead. And what's wrong with buying a dog from the pet store? Oh, man. Those pet stores, you see how they have them in those little fucking, I don't even know what they're called. In those little kennels, and they sleep by their own feces. Dogs don't like to sleep in their own feces. And those pet stores are basically like torture chambers, man. You shouldn't buy pets from pet stores, man. Don't buy pets. Rescue pets. Don't buy them from pet stores. They're like torture chambers, man.
So, don't rescue them. I mean, rescue pets. Don't buy them from pet stores. So, let me get this straight, you piece of shit hippie. The dogs that they're selling from the pet stores are basically being tortured, but we're supposed to leave them there according to your logic, because you're a fucking piece of shit hippie that has the whole world figured out, and wait until they bring other dogs into the store on adopt a doggy day into the same pet store and get those and leave the ones that are in the torture chamber pet store in the little kennels, leave them there. No, you know what, you piece of shit hippie? I think if either one of us rescued a dog, since you just told me that the pet store tortures dogs, since you just told me that, you know what I think? I think I rescued the dog. I didn't pay a rehoming fee. I walked into the pet store. I took him out of that torture chamber, and I brought her home. My dog's a girl. I paid for her, and I brought her home. I rescued her from the torture chamber. Now, how does that feel, hippie? All you did is pay a rehoming fee, and it, before somebody else paid a rehoming fee, you didn't rescue shit. All right? Now go make you a fucking kale shake somewhere else and stick a cucumber up your fucking ass or whatever the hell else you do, weirdo. Let the dog you rescued, man, lick almond butter, organic almond butter off your nuts or whatever the fuck else you hippies do. Stay out of my fucking business. Go not shower and not shave your balls somewhere else, you gross fuck. And now's as good a time as any to segue into talking about my show's sponsor, Amazon. Yes, I'm talking about Amazon. I can hear you all complaining already. Not all of you, some of you. Go to thesamboslimpodcast.com, and right under the header, where my little quotes are right above episodes, you'll see an Amazon banner. You can click on that. It'll take you to Amazon's homepage, and then you can shop as usual. No extra charges, no nothing. Amazon just pays me every time you buy something, and it doesn't come out of your money. It's a whole separate deal they have with me. All right? Which is good, because Black Friday's coming up, and you don't want to deal with fucking crowds. Why would you do that? I don't understand why you guys all go out to the stores and wait in line and fight people and fight your way through crowds. I don't understand why you do that. I don't step foot in a store to go anything other than grocery shopping in November or December, because I do all my shopping online. They have all the same deals, and they actually have more in stock. When you see those stupid deals in the paper, and you go out there like an idiot and fight to get to the 55-inch screen TV, they probably only have like 8 of them, and you were in line the whole fucking time. You waited in line for the last 24 hours to go in and not get anything on special because they only have a limited amount. And then you end up buying it full price. Not with Amazon. You just go in. They're fully stocked. You order what you want. You don't have to fight through crowds, and they send it to you. Everything, I buy all my gifts on Amazon, too. Call me a piece of shit. I don't put any effort in. I just go online. I can't use my own banner. They don't pay me anything for that. But I do shop on Amazon. And I shop on Amazon. I do all my Christmas shopping. I mean, I've been doing that for like 6 years. I've been using Amazon. Love them. And you should love them, too, if you don't use them. And if I trust them, you should trust them. You can trust them. I wouldn't steer you wrong. So there's my Amazon promo. Another thing before I forget, you can get there from my website, thesamboslimpodcast.com. You can check out my boys from the Beatdown, Fester and the Brain. There's a little banner on the side there. It's red. It says the Beatdown in black. And then the O is a little yellow happy face. I do a segment on there, too. I haven't had time lately because of school. But I do a segment on there, and I'll be back on there when I have enough time to record a segment. One more quick note. I have another podcast after the semester ends. So over winter break, this podcast will begin. It's just a strictly Spurs podcast. It won't be as angry and ranty as this one. I'm going to try to do it more professionally, with less cuss words, not too much analysis, because I don't want to come across as, I hate these stupid, like, wannabe ESPN podcasts. where they're just doing their best impression. They're serious. They're not joking around. They're doing their best impressions of ESPN analysts, you know.
Well, what I really think is you got to give credit to blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah.
That probably wasn't a good impression of anything. But I think you know what I mean. I'm not an analyst. I'm not a professional. I'm just going to do a Spurs show by a fan, a huge fan, who's been watching them before I could even talk. And I'm going to do this for the fans because a lot of people have requested that. I've got a lot of San Antonio listeners, and a lot of them have asked me to do a San Antonio podcast, a Spurs podcast, and I'd love to do a Spurs podcast, so I'm going to. I'm thinking it's probably going to be only 20 or 30 minutes, and I'll try to knock one out, you know, every couple of weeks. And it should be good, so you should give it a listen. Even if you hate the Spurs, you should give it a listen. You might learn some. You might start to like the Spurs. I don't know. And I'll have, from time to time, I'll have one of my friends on that I grew up with. So, I mean, we were like, I don't know, man, like 9 or 10 years old getting autographs. We'd go to the Spurs practices at Incarnate Word and get autographs from David Robinson and Terry Cummings and Frank Borkowski and Antoine Carr and all those old school Spurs. And so we got a lot of history together as Spurs fans. So he'll be on whenever he can from time to time with me. So check it out when I start releasing those episodes. So let's get back to show content. I wanted to tell you guys about, I know a lot of the show's about me. So you probably, I've had complaints about that. I mean, I don't know what it's called, the Sambo Slim Podcast. If you want me to talk about other shit, send me topics. And a lot of you did, and I lost them. Wow. All right, I was going to tell you one story. I'll tell you another. I fell in the water when we were going. We got really into Halloween around the time I was doing those Halloween episodes. And we went to this abandoned asylum first at like midnight and took pictures. And that was pretty crazy. If you follow me on Twitter, you probably saw some cool pictures I posted of the abandoned insane asylum. We were there, I don't know, like at midnight. And then we went to this place called the Aqueducts. And this is where I lost all of your topic suggestions. We were at the Aqueducts. And if Aqueducts like a long canal. It usually doesn't have water in it. It's ancient. It's from the 1700s. And supposedly when you walk across the aqueduct at night, you'll feel like ghost hands grabbing your feet, trying to pull you off the edge. Because on parts of it, it's like 50 feet above ground. And there's no railing to hold on to it if you're walking on the edge. Anyways, I'm explaining this in shitty detail. Long story short, there's never water in it. All right. I don't know why there was water in it this time. So I expect there not to be water in it. And this is like 12 midnight, maybe later. And I've got my phone in my hand. I'm snapping pictures all around. It's pitch black outside. And then I'm going to walk down the aqueduct like I always do when we go visit it. And I jump and I end up underwater. It was full of water that time. I don't know why. And I'm 5'11". 5'11", 6 feet, depending on who's taking my height. I went all the way under. The water went over my head, and my phone, like, went off somewhere in the water. So I lost all your topics. So if there's anything you want to hear me talk about, resend it to me. I'd prefer email, samboslimpodcast@gmail.com, because I won't lose those. I lost all the ones you sent me over Twitter because I copy them, and then I move them to a notepad. They're gone. They were on my old phone. Email them to me. Or send them via Twitter, but I can't guarantee that I'm going to have those because I'm a clumsy fuck, and there's a strong chance I may fall in the water again. All right? That's the only story I'm going to tell today. I'll save the other one. So what I want to talk about right now is a current event. There was a 85-year-old Vietnam veteran who recently went on vacation. Hopefully you've heard about this. If not, this is your rundown. 85-year-old veteran, Vietnam veteran, who went on vacation to North Korea. And everything seemed fine on his vacation, but on his way back, he was at the airport in North Korea, thinking that he was going to board his plane and fly back to America. He was detained, and the North Koreans still have him. And everyone's all up in arms about it. A lot of Americans saying North Korea is now playing with fire, and this is the last straw, and we need to get in there. You know, they're always threatening us with nuclear weapons and all that shit, and they hate us. And this idiot went over there on vacation. And I just called him an idiot. That's right. I don't care that he's a veteran. I don't care that he's 85 years old. I don't care that he's white. He's a fucking idiot. All right? Idiot. Especially all you pieces of shit who are always crying about your tax dollars being wasted. You're the same one saying this guy's a hero and we need to go in and rescue him. Well, so you want my valuable tax dollars to be spent on some idiot who went on vacation to fucking North Korea. Think about that, you dummy. North Korea. This idiot thought it was a good idea to go on vacation to a country that is constantly threatening to nuke America. That's where he wanted to go on vacation. I don't maybe he's going to go to Iran next summer. I don't know. Maybe he's going to Iran. Maybe he's going to go to Iraq during spring. I don't know. But he's an idiot. And I don't want my tax dollars spent on going to rescue this moron from North Korea. Leave him there. I don't care that he's a veteran. You people, you see, I was in the military before. So I know that veterans can also be idiots. And veterans can also be pieces of shit. Because you guys think, you guys have this idea in your head of veterans being the stoic, patriotic epitome of what an American should be. Fuck no. There are a couple of those kind of guys. There are a couple of those kind of guys. The rest of them are just pieces of shit like everyone else. They're no different from you. They just had no other options in life, and they joined the military. And they're just as big of idiots and just as big of pieces of shit and just as big of criminals and everything else as all of you out there. No different. And this guy is just a big fucking moron. I don't care if he's in Vietnam. I don't care if he's 85 years old. And I damn sure don't care if he's white. And I don't mean that in a racist way. I know it sounds racist. I mean that because he's old, white, and a veteran, he gets a free pass for everything he does, including going on vacation to a country threatening to nuke us. That's what I mean. Because I fucking guarantee you that if he were a 24-year-old Mexican who'd never been in the military and he went on vacation to North Korea, all the same people that want us to go in there and rescue this fucking idiot would be saying we should leave the Mexican there because he's a fucking moron. Right? You listening to this who want... I don't know if the kind of people that want to go rescue that guy listen to the show, but if you do want to go rescue that guy, would you not want to leave a young Mexican who's never been in the military in North Korea and he can go fuck himself? I know you would. But me, both of them can go fuck themselves. The young Mexican guy can go fuck himself and the old white guy who's been in the military. I don't give a fuck. There are plenty of assholes in the military, plenty of morons, and this old fuck is one of those. Leave him the fuck there. I guess I'm pretty angry today, huh? A little negative. Let me take a break. I'm going to play some Smiths, Nowhere Fast. We'll come back and see if I regret anything I've said so far. I'd like to drop my trousers to the world. I am a man of means, of slender means. Each household applies.
such a shock, I'd probably jump in the ocean. And the weather train goes by, such as that sound. It's such a sad thing. To drop my trousers to the queen, every sensible child will know what this means. The poor and the needy are selfish and greedy of her time. And if the day came when I felt a natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, it's such a sad sound. Such a sad
introduced the first song we played. That's called the opening song by the Smiths. That was Girl Afraid. And this one is Nowhere Fast. So another good song by the Smiths. I just played the first one. Well, I guess good in my opinion, right? You might think it sucks, but there it is. And you know what? I'm probably going to close out with the Smiths too, because I feel like listening to them. Unfortunately for you, if you hate the Smiths, then but you want to listen to the show, you'll have to listen to them again, too. Just thinking over the break while the song was playing, whether or not I regret anything I've said, because every once in a while that happens. I say something stupid, but no, I don't regret anything I've said. I still don't like hippie pieces of shit who think they rescued dogs and they haven't. And that old man can go fuck himself. So, no, I don't regret it. So let's move on, shall we? A lot of listeners have asked or requested that I talk about conspiracy theory. Like, what are my thoughts on conspiracy theory? So I figured this is a good show to throw this one in there. I think I've probably touched on it before, but not in any great detail. So conspiracy. Now, we are talking about conspiracy as far as the government planning things out or doing things in secret, that we don't know about. Usually, when the general public's talking about it, or your conspiracy theorists are talking about it, they're talking about corruption. The government doing corrupt things or underhanded things that they didn't want us to know about, but we somehow found out or know they're doing it. There's also alien conspiracy theories, UFOs, extraterrestrials. So I'm trying not to sound like a bumbling idiot here, but maybe I sound like one. So let's start off with just general government conspiracy not having to do with aliens, all right? The government planning assassinations, the government developing spy equipment, things like that. Yes, I agree. I think the government is developing equipment, spy planes, weapons, things like that, that we're not supposed to know about. And maybe sometimes we see them flying around. I talked about it before when I worked on Roswell. I saw it was supposed to be a closed-down Army air base, but you could see spy craft flying in the distance, and the CIA did confirm they were developing spy equipment on there. So, yeah, that I guess that's conspiracy, right? They're developing military vehicles, spy vehicles, aircraft that we weren't supposed to know about. That's a good thing that we don't know about that. Because if we know about it, that means our enemies know about it. The enemy's not supposed to know about our spy equipment. So that's okay. The government's, I'm sure, developing a lot more shit we don't know about. And that's good, because we shouldn't know about it. Again, because the enemy will find out about it. But all in all, when it comes to that part of conspiracy, I agree. I also think, yes, that the government has planned to have certain people killed. You know, again, let's say they had somebody assassinated in another country. Of course we shouldn't know about that, because that person would have found out about it and we wouldn't have been able to have them assassinated. Strategy. Military strategy, people. They can't tell us everything, because the enemy would find out about it and then it would be thwarted. So they have to keep some secrets from us. And of course, there's government corruption. All right? There is government corruption. I admit that. The thing that separates me I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but from other people who acknowledge there's conspiracy, is that I'm not batshit crazy. I'm not a batshit crazy conspiracy theorist. I stop when it starts getting batshit crazy. All right? The government has done some fucked up shit. They lied to us and they got us into Iraq on false pretenses. That's pretty fucked up. All right? I can keep going down the line and tell you a bunch of other corrupt shit that the government's done in our faces. All right? Where you start getting batshit crazy is when you start saying that the government's planning these mass school shoot, like Sandy Hook. When you start saying the government planned that, and the government, you're saying the government hired actors to pretend that they were victims killed and to pretend that they were parents of the victims. I mean, you lose me there. Now you're just being batshit crazy. All right. When you start posting pictures of a lady that came on the news from Sandy Hook, and then you say she's the same actress used in the news clip for the theater shooting, that's when you lose me, man. That's when you're batshit crazy and I can't relate to you anymore. All right, there's conspiracy theory and then there's batshit crazy conspiracy theory. I'm not into that batshit crazy conspiracy theory stuff. And a lot of it comes from Alex Jones. See, that's what I don't get. Alex Jones feeds a lot of these people conspiracy theory and they buy into it. He's got you all believing it, and he's got you all believing that the government's even watching him. Assholes, think about this. If the government had the resources to and the know-how and all of that to plan out mass shootings and make them seem real, and not even just shootings, even to make it look like they went to the moon in the fucking, what, 50s or 60s? And then also now to plan mass shootings, to stage them, nobody really got killed, it's all actors, to have that many people involved and no information gets out. They hire actors, they create the graphics on the news. If they had the resources to do that, and fat ass Alex Jones knows about all this, why hasn't he disappeared? Why can they do all these other things on a mass scale, even fake going to the moon, but they can't kidnap Alex Jones, dumbass, make him disappear? He's on the radio, guys. You can't see him. They could take Alex Jones, make him disappear, and just hire somebody who talks like this. I'm Alex Jones. The government's after me again. They were knocking on my door last night. I saw him looking through my window. Alex Jones. Obamacare. You can't take my guns from me. They're trying to take my guns. I'm Alex Jones.
I've done like an Alex Jones impression like twice in my life, and that's pretty damn close. Imagine if I just worked on it. The government could make him disappear and then hire me in his place, and I could just spew bullshit all day. Why is he still alive if he knows all this about the government? Why? Because he's batshit crazy and he's lying, and the government knows that, they don't even know that because he's not even on their radar. The shit he's spitting out is so ridiculous, he's not even on the radar. That's why. All right, so there's my government thing. I do believe there's conspiracy, but I'm not a batshit crazy conspiracy theorist. I draw the line at batshit crazy. All right. Now, aliens. I've talked a little bit about this before, too. Aliens. Do I believe there's life on other planets? Yes, I do. I do believe that. There are billions and trillions of other planets out there. Endless amounts of planets out there. Because we aren't the only solar system. There's plenty of other solar systems out there. The ones that, the planets that we know exist, out of those, we know that there are plenty of them out there that can support life. They can pop in life. We can be talking about microorganisms, or we can be talking about beings like ourselves. There are plenty of planets out there that can house life. We can't get close enough to actually see life on the planet because they're light years away from us, and there are a lot of them are in other solar systems. Probably all of them are in other solar systems, but we know, we can tell that they have the kind of atmosphere that supports life. So I think there's life out there. Have they traveled here? That's possible. It's possible. I mean, is it likely? No. And why? Because you would have to design spacecraft that could time travel and was basically indestructible, because it would have to survive traveling through all these different atmospheres at such a high speed, right? Most matter, if you're traveling through that many different types of atmospheres, is going to deteriorate. So is it possible? Yes, it's possible, because we can't assume that every other, I don't know, life form out there is just as new as we are. We're pretty new. The human race is pretty new. So maybe this other planet has a more friendly atmosphere, and they've been able to live longer than us. So maybe these version of humans have been alive for billions of years, and they've had more time than us to develop technology, and they developed something that could travel here. Possible. Likely no. Possible yes. Okay, so let's say that. But here's where I draw the line. I draw the line at batshit crazy. And batshit crazy is ancient aliens and those types of people. You seen that Ancient Aliens show? Man, they don't give humans credit for anything. Nothing. You name something humans have accomplished, have achieved, have developed, have created, and these motherfuckers completely take the credit away from us and hand it all to the aliens. Anything, man. Anything. Just a boner. A boner. You can that you got that wild-haired weirdo guy, and he's like, boner. I mean, your dick goes from flaccid to hard. It goes from like 3 or 4 inches and then fills with blood, and now it's rock hard and it's 7 inches. Now, who can we credit with that? It can't be humans. Humans couldn't have developed that technology. Why do we get boners? The only explanation could be ancient aliens. That's that dude. Everything. You name something, that guy's going to say that humans can't develop it. Anything, man. Crayons. Think about it. Humans created crayons? Humans created these things. They're different colors, made out of wax, that you can take out and scribble on a piece of paper and draw something. How would humans have developed that when just 3 million years ago they didn't even exist? Ancient aliens. Ancient aliens developed that. Now you're getting batshit crazy, man. Now you're getting batshit crazy. Give humans some credit, all right? We're smart people. Look, the pyramids look crazy, all right? It looks like the pyramids would be very difficult to build today, right? But think about this. You had billions of people on the planet, and you probably had hundreds of thousands, if not millions of them, around where the pyramids lived with nothing to do. There was no Xbox. There was no Twitter. There were no smartphones. There were no TV. There was no radio. Nothing. All these people had to do
which were intelligent human beings. They had evolved. They were about as evolved as we are. They just didn't have the technology we had. But picture people as smart as us, maybe smarter, out in the middle of the desert with shit else to do but think of stuff to build. Think about that. Millions of people out in the desert with nothing to do but think of ways to build stuff. Because what else are you going to do? Right? Stare at the sky, stare at your balls. You're going to come up with some crazy, intricate shit to build. So right now, the pyramids look like a big deal. But if you think about when they were created, in a time when no one had shit else to do but build stuff, they're not really that big of a deal. Millions of human beings with nothing to do can create some really intricate shit. So do I believe there's aliens? Yes, I do believe there are aliens. I don't know if they travel to our planet, all right? But I think life exists on other planets. Do I think they helped build the pyramids? Fuck no. I think a bunch of people out in the middle of the desert with nothing to do built the pyramids, okay? You're not going to convince me otherwise. Aliens didn't help build the pyramids. Aliens didn't help build the Sphinx. They didn't help do any of that shit. And don't tell me about cave paintings. Okay, well, how would they have thought of these flying things in the cave paintings? They didn't have shit else to do, motherfucker. They just were out in the middle of the desert doing nothing. The sun beating down on them, all right? They were a little bit crazy. They probably didn't have access to that much food. They're in the desert. They came up with some crazy shit, all right? You're sitting in the desert with nothing to do. You're going to come up with a way to... You don't have shit else to do but build giant pyramids. Think about that. What else would you do besides build giant pyramids? You don't have shit else to do, all right? So there it is. I believe in conspiracy, but I'm not a batshit crazy conspiracy theorist. I believe there's life out there on other planets, but I'm not a batshit crazy ancient aliens fucking nut job, hippie, piece of shit. So take your chemtrails and your kel shakes and your rescue dog and shove them up your pee hole because nobody gives a shit except you. All right, thanks everyone for listening. I'll see y'all next time. This is The Smiths. How soon is now?
I'm the sun and the air. The shyness that is criminally vulgar. I am sun and air, but nothing in particular. You should know, how can you say I go about things the wrong way? I am human and I need to be loved, just like everybody.
to go.